This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yes, yes. Welcome to a new show here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, our weekly football card market update, coming to you every Tuesday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by NoOffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today. Let's dive into our football card market update. Let's start with the most volume all cards in the last 14 days. At the top of the list, CJ Stroud, 2023 Prism card 339 base raw. Everyone, this card has sold a whopping 556 times in the last 14 days. The average sale is $23.05. This is for a raw card. This is slightly down over the last 14 days, 13.1%, but that's only down $3.19. What an amazingly popular card, an amazingly popular player in the hobby. CJ Stroud takes up not one, not two, but three of the top five spots in this category, followed by Anthony Richardson at number four. Same card, 2023 Prism Base Raw. AR's card sold 233 times in the last 14 days, but everybody, only for an average sale price of $6.78. AR's card is down 10.4%. The last sale of AR's Base Prism was yesterday, April 1st, for $5.59. The first non-QB clocks in at number five, Puka Nacua. What's interesting about the cards in this category, everybody, is that the top 25 cards in this category, get ready for it, are all 2023 rookies. Only one card in the top 30 isn't a 2023 rookie. Number 26 is Bo Jackson's 1988 Topps Base Raw. And number 31 is Brock Purdy's 2022 Donruss Base Raw. That just tells you how dominant the 2023 rookie class is in the hobby right now. Moving on to the next category, this is the last 14 days by volume, but all graded. Okay, so graded cards. Guess who's number one? The same card, but in PSA 9, CJ Stroud, 2023 Prism 339 base PSA 9. In PSA 9, this card is a pop 1876. It's sold 125 times in the last 14 days. Last sale yesterday, April 1st, for $39.09. Average sale, $38.69. Guys, this card is up 12.1% over the last 14 days. Guess who's in the 2, 3, and 4 spot? Stroud, Stroud, and Stroud. Before you get to AR, number 5, AR's Prism Base PSA 9 has sold 58 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $21.72. Stroud's Prism Base PSA 10 has sold 114 times, average sale $134. This is a card to watch, everybody. In PSA 10, it's down 4.3%. Not down much, but that should be a card that should sell very well in August and September of 2024. I would definitely earmark that card. And possibly our buy of the week. Stay tuned for the Sports Card Strategy Show tomorrow. But possibly our buy of the week is this Brock Purdy 2022 Prism Base PSA 10. That's a pop 3282. It's sold 46 times over the last 14 days, guys. But it's down almost 40%. Check nooffseason.com and Brock Purdy's player profile page for links to that card, because we are going to be curating links to that card that you can snipe for around that $90 price point. That's down almost 40% over the last 14 days. That, my friends, should be a card that should rise in value at the beginning of the 2024 NFL season, if not sooner. I believe both Brock Purdy and CJ Stroud will be two of the hottest names at the National in July 2024. All right, let's move over to the most volume by PSA 10s in the last 14 days. Top of the list, none other than CJ Stroud. His base Donruss PSA 10 in 2023 is a pop 3751. That card has sold 117 times over the last 14 days. Relatively even average sale price of $68.47. Last sale, just 10 cents higher than that yesterday. CJ Stroud is in at number two, 2023 base Prism PSA 10. Already read off the stats to that card. And number three, Brock Purdy. Already read off the stats to his 2022 Prism base PSA 10. In at number four, this is an interesting one, up 23.7% over the last 14 days. In at 43 sales, Josh Allen's 2018 Donruss base PSA 10, pop 8376. This is a 2018 rookie, so it's going a little bit farther back than all these 2023 rookies. A couple other notables here on this list: CJ Stroud, 2023 Prism Laser PSA 10, pop 595. We don't typically talk about the Prism variations other than the silver, but the Prism Laser, quite a popular card in PSA 10, in at 38 sales in the last 14 days. Again, we are in the most volume by PSA 10 category currently. And Will Levis, 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10, pop 209. This card is down 14.2% over the last 14 days, so it's one to keep an eye on. Last sale, $202 yesterday, April 1st. Bryce Young, Prism Silver PSA 10, only a pop 325. Another card to monitor, 29 sales over the last 14 days, down about 10%, in at an achievable $261 as its last sale. All right, everybody, let's switch gears a little bit and do top sales by dollar amount. This is always an interesting category to look at over the last 14 days. Only need to clock one sale to get into this category. And at the top, Patty Mahomes, 2017 National Treasures rookie patch auto out of 99 in BGS 95. Sold on March 21st for $90,000. In at number two, Jerry Rice, 1986 Topps base PSA 10. This card, everybody, understand why this card sells for so much, because in PSA 10, it's only a pop 62. It's up 10.7% over the last 14 days. Two sales of this card sold in the last 14 days for an average of $56,900. The last sale on March 30th, $59,800. So up about $3,000 from the average. In at number three, Justin Herbert, 2020 NT RPA out of 99 in PSA 10. Only a pop 5, sold for $48,600 on March 30th. And in at number four, Bryce Young, 2023 Prism 301 rookie variation black finite out of one. What a card. Somebody graded this fucker and it got a PSA 10. That is a parlay roll of the dice. Holy crap. They graded a pop one. It got a PSA 10 of this black finite one of one, sold on March 21st for $35,700. Congrats to the person who graded that thing and sold it. What a roll of the dice on that. And then in at number five, Joe Montana, going all the way back to 1981. I love this card. 1981, tops, 216 base, PSA 10, pop 379, sold on March 21st for $32,700. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, each in the top five. Gotta love that. All right, everybody. Now let's go over to our top sales in the last 14 days. But in this case, you had to have a minimum of five sales. So the top card in this category, Tom Brady, 2000 Bowman Chrome card, 236 base PSA 9. This is a pop 2361. So it's an achievable card from a population standpoint. You can find it. You can buy it. And apparently you can flip it for profit, everybody. This card is up 4.2%, which is $95. It last sold for $2,370 just 2 days ago on March 31st. 10 sales of this card, everybody. 10 sales of this card in the last 14 days for an average of $2,180. Coming in at number two, six sales of this thing. What a beautiful card this is. CJ Stroud, 2023 Donruss Downtown Super Short Print in PSA 10. This is a pop 216. I got to believe that's a relatively high gem rate for this card. Last sold on March 31st for $2,300. What a great card that is. Jerry Rice, 1986, tops base, 161, in PSA 9 this time. Sold six times in the last 14 days. Pop 1086. Last sale of this card, $2,250 yesterday on April 1st. Coming in at number four, Patty Mahomes, 2017 Prism Silver, BGS 95, sold five times in the last 14 days. Look at this super liquid action during the football offseason. Sold for just under $2,000, $1,950 on March 29th. Five sales of that card in the last 14 days. And rounding out the top five, CJ Stroud, 2023 Mosaic Stained Glass Super Short Print. This is out of Mosaic, everybody. In PSA 10, though, sold five times in the last 14 days for $1,800 in the last sale. Average sale price of $1,990. Big time card. And let's clock in one of the top autographs from the 2023 draft class, because remember, CJ Stroud and Bryce Young did not sign for Panini, but Anthony Richardson did, everybody. And his 2023 Prism Silver rookie autograph in PSA 10. This is a pop 98 card. Has sold eight times in the last 14 days. That's a lot of sales for a card like this. Just under $1,700. $1,690 last sale on March 31st. All right, up next, I like to do something a little different. Let's go top risers, but only from cards that are 2012 through present. So we would put this in the modern category with 10 or more sales, though. So what we're doing is we're qualifying these top risers. The number one card in this category over the last 14 days is CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism Break in PSA 9, pop 133, sold 13 times in the last 14 days. The price change on this card, it is up 77.5%. The last sale, $35.50, up from $20. Next up in this category of top risers, buy cards that are from 2012 through the present, minimum of 10 sales in the last 14 days, Brock Purdy 2023 Select Numbers SN5 PSA 9 Pop 291. This card is up 64% from $12.50 up to $20.51. Up next, CJ Stroud 2023 Donruss Press Proof Blue PSA 9 is up 61% in the last 14 days, up to $64.63 from $40. Brock Purdy in at number 4, 2020 Chronicles Prism Black PSA 9, a card that you can find, pop 648, up 59.9%, up to just under $80, $79.95 from $50. And number 5 and number 6 are both. Both Brock Purdy and CJ Stroud are also both CJ Stroud is number 7 and number 8, but Purdy rounding out the list, his Chronicles 2020 base, number 41 in PSA 9, is number 5, up 48% to $18.50 from $12.50. Guys, this proves that you can play the little card grind and make money real quick. From week to week, do it. All right, up next is the fallers in this same category. What cards are down the most from a percentage standpoint in the last 14 days, but they have to have a minimum of 10 sales and they have to be modern cards from 2012 through present? The number one faller is Will Levis, 2023 Prism Base 397 in PSA 10, everybody, down 45.3%. This is a pop 328 card, started at $75, last sold for $41. Number 2, CJ Stroud, 2023 Prism F1 Fireworks Silver, PSA 10, down 44.2%, sold for $146, and then dipped down to $81.49. Number 3, Jalen Hurts, 2020 Donruss, PSA 10, pop 2702. Could this be a buy, everybody? We like Jalen Hurts going into the 2024 NFL season to bounce back from a pricing standpoint at the beginning of the year. This card down 43.3%. The base Donruss PSA 10 sold for $59.99 and then dipped down to $34. Can you use that last comp to negotiate and get a deal on this card? And then rounding out the list, Brock Purdy 2022 Prism card 353. This is his base in PSA 10. We love this card as a hot buy right now because in PSA 10, it is down 39.4%. We hit on it earlier in the show. It sold for $150 and then dipped down yesterday on April Fool's Day down to $90.96. That seller got fooled. The buyer got a snipe. $91 for that card, I think, is a steal. We are going to try to curate opportunities for you for that card at nooffseason.com. Check that later today. But Justin Fields rounding out the top 5, 2021 Prism Silver 334, PSA 10, guys, pop 449, down 38.5% over the last 14 days, sold for $325, and then sold for $200. People sniping on April Fool's Day from a football card standpoint. I love that. Could that be a buy as well? Phenomenal data today on the football card market update here on the Sports Card Strategy Show feed. Couple hobby stats of the day. CJ Stroud was number 1 or number 2 in all but one of the categories we mentioned on today's show. The only one he didn't appear in, guys, at the top was the top dollar amount sales in the last 14 days. Another interesting stat, in the most volume graded only category, the top 18 are quarterbacks. Number 19, Puka Nacua, 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10, pop 213. Thanks for joining us on the weekly football card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday Sports Card Strategy Show full episodes and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Guys, stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life.